You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. Aside from the question, how do I get media coverage? The number one question we receive from the female entrepreneurs we work with who want to increase their visibility is this: how do I be seen as an actual thought leader? Now, that phrase is tossed around so much, and I think it's come to mean many different things. But if you want to be viewed as a person who's leading the pack in her industry, you want to be seen as somebody others turn to for guidance and commentary on trends or education in the field, there are three things you have to do to establish that kind of credibility and respect and to form that kind of reputation for yourself. And so I've given this presentation many times over the past couple of years, and I found a way to just kind of really condense it in 10 minutes or less, since that's what we're all about here on the Tell Me in 10 podcast. And you can remember how to create true, actual, authentic thought leadership by abiding by the three P's. Here they are. The first P is your portfolio. So I want you to think about it for a second. I want you to think about your industry, and I want you to think about somebody who is killing it in your industry. Like, if something new emerges, some kind of development, you know to look to this person because they've got thoughts, they're setting trends in this industry. You got that person in mind? Okay, he or she likely has some kind of portfolio. That means there's a collection of their thoughts and developments that lives somewhere. This can take three forms. It's either a podcast, it is either a blog, or it is videos. Some kind of catalog that shows their commentary on a range of subjects over time. It's the quickest way to show, I know what I'm talking about. And so in terms of, well, which one should I do, Danielle? I always suggest the one that lends itself to what you already enjoy. So if you're a talker, maybe a podcast. If you are really good on camera, you should totally be using video. And if you really like to write and that's a good way to get your thoughts out, then you should be blogging. But whatever it is, you should be doing it consistently to train people to come back to your portfolio because it's updated regularly. And it should be something that you kind of put together over time. So if a journalist is looking to you or people are considering you to be a speaker at their event, what proof do you have that you have a range of commentary on different opinions and you have unique insight? Where does that proof live? Okay, so the first P is for portfolio. The second P is for people on the ground. So what are people you have directly worked with saying about you? Specifically, we are talking about those you have served. So you probably know this best through, you know, things like testimonials. But even some of our testimonials are dry and they're not doing what they're meant to do. I'm sorry, but the whole, you know, two sentence testimonial on your website and it just says, you know, Megan or Sarah, and there's no proof that this is a real person, and there's no experience or story that you've highlighted to show the actual transformation you made in this client's life. If those things aren't present, then is it really effective? And so personally, we really stress video above all others because there's something about seeing a person's face light up as they speak to your impact. But your testimonials have to live somewhere. This is proof, this is evidence that you can do what you said you do because all these other people are testifying to it. So those testimonials should be living on your website, on your social media, specifically maybe on Instagram in a highlight circle. That's on your profile that says testimonials. But whatever it is, that proof, that evidence should live somewhere. So we've got one, the first P is portfolio. Two, the second P is people on the ground. And three is partnerships. Who are you working with who others respect, whether it's clients or industry peers? And if they're unfamiliar with you, they're at least familiar with your partner. So whether that's a media partner, you've been featured on a particular network, whether that's a person you've collaborated before with on a project. And so maybe I don't know you, but I'm familiar with Johnson & Johnson. And if you're telling me you work with Johnson & Johnson, then by extension, I'm going to transfer the trust I have on them to you so that I walk away thinking, well, shoot, she worked with Johnson & Johnson. She must be the real deal. How many of those partnerships can you leverage so that you can kind of have their credibility by extension? Those are the three P's to be really seen as a thought leader and to therefore qualify for the opportunities that you want. Those three P's are portfolio, people on the ground, and testimonials and connections with relatively impressive partnerships. So if you're looking for like, okay, well, how do I actually do that? We actually have workshops that we give to teach you how to build social proof. There are actually 12 forms of social proof, and I just super quickly went over three of them, and I gave you more of the what instead of the how, and that's what we tend to do in any workshops that we offer and vision sessions that we offer that are 90 intense minutes of creating specific strategy for you, and you can find that information at telepublicrelations.com/services. But for now, your homework is this. I want you to think about what form of a catalog would best suit your talents and capacity and availability. And so I want you to think, are you a writer? Is that something that you can commit to weekly? And I want you to start that blog. Are you a talker like myself? And it would be easier to just start a podcast. We can teach you how to do that in literally 20 minutes or less during a vision session. And then finally, are you great on video? Because that should live either on like Instagram or YouTube, depending on where you believe you get your clients. And I'd like for you to determine that, to determine your first three topics. We have an upcoming episode on how to do that. And to get it started. Because if you really want to be seen as a thought leader, it's never too late, but we've got to get that catalog or that portfolio started right away. So until next time, you know, we're rooting for you as you work to get the shine that you deserve. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at telepublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's telepublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.